Eilat is a beach resort town on the southern tip of Israel, on the Gulf of Aqaba, which is contiguous to the Red Sea. It is at this geographical area that Israel borders with Jordan to its east and Egypt to the west. Saudi Arabia, also on the Gulf of Aqaba, is to the southeast. The Royal Beach, a 5-star hotel located on the beach in Eilat, has 3 outdoor pools, a spa with a Turkish steam bath, and all of the amenities that a young newlywed couple could desire on their honeymoon. It was July 2016, and the sun was beginning to set when Marianne Berman decided to jog along the beach by herself. She quietly got dressed in her running shorts, t-shirt, and jogging shoes. She looked over at her husband of 1 week as he slept. They had been honeymooning in Israel for the last week, and decided to spend 2 days relaxing in Eilat before returning home to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to spend the rest of their lives building a family together. Marianne was happy, relaxed, and content as she stepped out on their 12th-floor balcony that looked out over the Gulf of Aqaba. Her blonde hair was pulled back in a ponytail. Her brown eyes scanned the horizon as she stretched for several minutes. She stepped back into their room, kissed her husband lightly on the cheek, so as not to wake him, and exited into the hall. She then took the elevator down, turned on her iPhone, and headed for the beach. She started to jog along the deserted beach, listening to her favorite rendition of Hallelujah by Chris Botti. The sand was soft, warm, grainy, and forgiving to her stride as she gathered speed along the shore. Her mind was almost blank as the rhythm of the music and her breathing consumed her. She checked her watch as she approached the Jordanian border and realized that she had been running for 30 minutes, so she turned and headed back toward her hotel. The sun had almost set, and the beach was deserted. She could see the lights of the Eilat Marina and Wharf in the distance. The carnival rides were already illuminated. There was a small fishing boat several hundred yards off the beach. Her thoughts turned to the magnificent last week of exploring historical biblical sites and seeing high-tech scientific advancements in medicine, agriculture, and computer software. They had stayed in 5-star hotels. The food was great. It was perfect. Their guide, Udi, was knowledgeable in archaeology, the history of the Middle East, and both the Old and New Testaments. His energy level was infectious. He drove a late model SUV that carried ample water, hiking and camping supplies. She was several hundred yards from her hotel when, out of nowhere, 2 young, clean-shaven men were on the beach in front of her. They were dressed in jeans, t-shirts, baseball caps, and tennis shoes. They slowly walked toward Marianne as she jogged toward them. They looked like a couple of Israeli college students or young tourists from Europe or the United States. She slowed down and removed her earbuds. They continued to slowly approach, smiled at her, and waved in a friendly manner. At first, she was relieved by their smiles, but then she noticed that one of them was holding a black cloth. She realized that something was wrong. Her heart started to pound. She broke out into a cold sweat. She turned to run in the opposite direction, but stopped dead in her tracks when she saw 2 other men approach from behind her. These 2 were bearded, tall, and very muscular. She looked around for help, but the area was deserted. She panicked when she realized that they were closing in on her, and she had nowhere to go. She began to hyperventilate. Her legs were frozen. She dropped her phone in the sand. Several seconds later, she felt a sting in her arm. And within seconds, everything turned black.